It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson in for Carrie Kaufman this week. Summertime, especially late summer, is a time for fairs around the state, capped off by our Wisconsin State Fair in West Allis. We're going to find out more about the fair, its history, why cream puffs are such a big deal, and get your state fair stories as well. What's your favorite memory of the state fair? We want to hear it. Are you planning on going this year, and what are you looking forward to the most? Are you a state fair junkie? How many years have you been going, and why do you keep coming back? 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234, the number to call to join the discussion. You can also participate by sending us an email. The address is ideas@WPR.org or tweet us at WPR Mornings. My guest in this first part of the program is Jerry Apps, a professor emeritus at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and author of more than 35 books, including Wisconsin Agriculture, a History. Jerry, thanks for joining me this morning.
I'm pleased to be here. Thank you.
So when did Wisconsin hold its first state fair?
Well, it goes back quite a few years. As a matter of fact, it was in 1851, and it was October 1 and 2, the first couple of days in October. And it at the time, it was sponsored by the Wisconsin State Agricultural Society, which was a group of farmers who were anxious to improve their farming practices, and they saw fairs, and especially the state fair, as one of those opportunities.
So the state fair's origins were all about agriculture, and just for the record, neither you or I were at that state fair, so just to be clear.
Correct.
Yeah.
I've done a lot of research about it, though. In fact, just a couple of comments on that very first fair, which was in Janesville. And it was reported that they had on exhibit a 200-pound squash. And they contest plowing. The farmers brought in their teams of horses and plows, and they plowed up a quarter of acre of land on the Rock River. And supposedly, there were something like 10,000-plus people attending that first fair, which to some people looking at that, they declared that that was the largest gathering of Wisconsin people so far in its history, which says something about the importance of and the attraction of a state fair.
Well, its history at that point as a state was about 3 years old. So
that is correct. But we, very early on, farmers, farming and agriculture, that was one of our prime economic activities. So,
well, and that's, considering the transportation system, if you can call it that, of the day, that's an enormous number of people to have in one place.
It is, except if you appreciate how the history worked, it was at that time. The population of Wisconsin was primarily east of the Wisconsin River and south of the Fox River. So that was the southeast corner of the state. In 1848, much of northern Wisconsin was still Indian territory. The treaties weren't yet signed.
So Wisconsin holds its first state fair. It's kind of a celebration of agriculture, and, as I understand it, the annual event kind of moved around southeastern Wisconsin for a number of years before eventually settling in West Allis. Where all did the fair happen?
It was in Watertown at one time. It was in Fond du Lac at one time. It was in several locations in Milwaukee other than West Allis at one time. But it was in Madison for a number of years. And the site is now known as Camp Randall, where the football games are played. And it was there for a good long time until 1861, when the Civil War began. Then those state fairgrounds became the training grounds for soldiers going into the Civil War, and thus the name Camp Randall, which is very interesting because in 1861 to 1863, which was right in the Civil War, There were no state fairs. They held off on holding state fairs. So that in itself is kind of interesting. But I doubt very many people realize that the state fair was right here in Madison, where I live, and it was here for a good long time.
Hmm. So when did the state fair move to Wisconsin State Fair Park in West Allis?
1892. It moved there as a permanent location, and it has been there ever since. Now, interestingly enough, it moved there in 1892, and it was canceled in 1893. No fair in 1893 because of the Centennial Exposition going on in Chicago at the time. Hmm. And they feared, the organizers of the state fair feared that the crowds would be going to Chicago just down the road a ways from where they were ordinarily held, and so they canceled it for that year.
We're talking about the Wisconsin State Fair with Jerry Apps, and with you, if you'd care to join us, 800-642-1234. Share your fair memories. And if you're a regular fair attender, how long have you been going, and why do you keep coming back? So, Jerry, the original purpose of the fair was agricultural. Farmers wanted to improve practices. They wanted to get together and talk about things and demonstrate stuff. I'm assuming that even in those early years of the fair, there were exhibits by people who wanted to sell farm machinery and things like that?
That is correct. In fact, let me just read a quick account. That Rufus King, who was the editor of the Milwaukee Sentinel in 1851, here's what he said about that first state fair. An area of something over 6 acres on the edge of the plateau which looks down upon the rapid and silvery Rock River and enclosed by a high board fence constitutes the grounds. Along two sides of the enclosure are pens for sheep and swine and stands for cattle. Near the center is a large and lofty tent for the display of fruits, flowers, fancy articles, paintings, jewelry. In the open space between the center pieces and the cattle stands on the sides, there's ample room for the exhibition and trail of all sorts of agricultural implements, as well as the display of single and matched horses. So Rufus King was impressed with that first state fair.
It sounds like it.
Yeah, really.
So how has the purpose of the fair changed since that first one in 1851? Is it still an emphasis on agriculture overall, and we've just kind of added some things to it, or has the purpose of the fair itself changed?
Well, the fair's changed. There's no question about it. As the state has changed, we have lots of folks doing things other than farming. In fact, the farming population is quite small. But it something right after the Second World War, 45 and so on, is when it really began changing, and it began to shift more toward helping the urbanite understand, for those folks to understand where their food came from, and to understand a bit about what agriculture was like in the state, and what products were produced, and who was doing it, and all the rest of it. So it made that kind of shift. I'm one of those who happen to have attended the 1948 State Fair. I was a 4-H member at the time, and I had my calves at that fair. And that 1948 fair, the Centennial Exposition, it was called, was the longest, and in some ways most notable of all the state fairs. And it was at that fair, in a sense, helped to illustrate the shift in what the fair's purpose was all about.
So one of the components of the state fair that is widely promoted today is the entertainment aspect. There are, you know, a lot of top name entertainers who show up and perform at the fair, and there are a lot of other activities that have nothing to do with agriculture or showing us where our food came from. How did that develop, and why?
Well, I don't know how it developed, but I know why. It was another way of attracting a population to the fair who may have thought, well, why should I go to the fair? That's for farmers. And to get them there, they had auto races, they had entertainment of all kinds. The Ringling Brothers Circus performed at one of the state fairs, in fact. I don't have the date in mind. So, to me, the entertainment part of it was a way of attracting people there, so that once they were there, then they would have the opportunity to see what Wisconsin's agriculture was all about.
Get them there and stuff them full of cream puffs, and they'll be happy. We're talking about our Wisconsin State Fair with Jerry Apps and with you if you'd care to join us. What's your favorite part of the fair? Have a state fair story? Share it with us at 800-642-1234. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson in for Carrie Kaufman. The news is next. It's the Morning Show on Wisconsin Public Radio's Ideas Network. I'm John Munson in for Carrie Kaufman. We're talking about the State Fair today. What's your favorite memory of our Wisconsin State Fair? We'd like to hear it. 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. Planning on going to the fair this year? What are you looking forward to the most? Are you a state fair junkie? How many years have you been going, and why do you keep coming back? 800-642-1234. Email us ideas at WPR.org, or you can tweet us at WPR Mornings. My guest in this portion of the program is Jerry Apps, professor emeritus at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and author of more than 35 books, including Wisconsin Agriculture, A History. So we kind of touched on some of this earlier, Jerry, as you were recounting some of the early history of the fair. But in its 167-year history, the fair has only been canceled 5 times. We mentioned a few of those. The fair wasn't held during the Civil War, I believe, and then the Chicago Exposition. Why was the fair canceled when we didn't have it, other than that?
Well, it was canceled in 1945, which is we were just winding down World War II. Mm-hmm. So that's the fifth one. So two times during the Civil War, and then the World's Fair, and then the 1945. All the rest of the time it was going on. By the way, you mentioned earlier cream puffs. I checked this. Cream puffs were first introduced in 1924, and they have been a symbol of the Wisconsin State Fair ever since. I think that's kind of interesting.
Oh, well, I don't know. There should be. You know, we've got a state everything else. Maybe cream puffs should be the state pastry.
Something like that, yes.
Yeah. You should eat it while standing on Antigo silt loam, the state soil.
One other thing that I think is important to mention is that it was at the 1948 State Fair that Wisconsinites were introduced to Allison Dairyland, and I happen to have been there and witnessed that introduction. And of course, Allison Dairyland program has been around ever since, and it's she works to help promote Wisconsin's agriculture, especially its dairy products.
Yeah, and of course, Allison Dairyland is a huge feature of June in Wisconsin, which is Dairy Month. And I'll never forget the slogan one year was, "You can whip our cream, but you can't beat our milk."
That sounds very appropriate.
Yeah. So, what was the very first time, Jerry, that you went to the fair?
It was in 1948, and I was 14 years old. And I was there with my two 4-H calves, and believe me, I was scared to death. I had grown up on and was currently living on a little farm west of Wild Rose, and I'm a member of a 4-H club. And for whatever reason, I don't know how it happened, that I, along with a couple of other Washera County 4-H kids, were selected to take their cattle to the state fair in Madison. Little did I know at the time that in 1948, that was the Centennial Exposition, and the fair was on for the better part of a month. So I was there for an entire week. And one of the, and I hear I'm scared, and I've never been in Milwaukee. I guess I'd been there once with a relative. And this is all so new to me, and I was just fascinated by everything that was going on. And one of the things that fascinated me was that WTMJ from Milwaukee had a booth where they were introducing television. And I stood and looked at this screen that had this look like a severe snowstorm, and there were some shadowy figures and they were bragging about that's what's going to be the future. And when I got home, and my dad said to me, what'd you see about the fair? I said, I saw this thing called television. I think it's a fad. I don't think it's going to make it. It's very interesting to me at all.
Well, Jerry, I'm an old radio guy. I still think television is just radio without imagination. So
yeah, well, I've done a lot of radio, and I love radio, and it's you create the pictures in your mind when you're doing radio, which is sometimes more important than television. Most folks who know me, I've done a lot of television, too. I've done five-hour-long documentaries with Wisconsin Public Television, so I pick on my television friends with that comment.
Yeah, I do, too. But it's not, I don't really mean it. But that's one of the things about the fair, though, is that it's a great place to see new technology. There's always something new to look at.
It was a chance for farmers to see what the premier livestock looked like, but they also were introduced to new farm machinery and new ideas entirely. In 1948, when I was at the state fair, we at the home farm we had not gotten electricity until 1947, and so now here a year later, I'm seeing all of these things. Oh my gosh! And I guess I've never gotten over that. It's just was unbelievably interesting.
So, Jerry, are you going to the fair this year?
I am not. I'm sorry to say I am not going this year. I was there many, many times. So I worked as a county extension agent for a number of years, and so then I spent a lot of time at the state fair working there with various people.
Yeah, well, we could, we're going to continue our conversation about the fair. Jerry, thank you for joining me this morning. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Sure, it was fun. Thanks a lot.
All right. Jerry Apps is Professor Emeritus at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and the author of more than 35 books, including Wisconsin Agriculture, A History. Always a pleasure to have Jerry on the radio. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson in for Carrie Kaufman. We're talking about the Wisconsin State Fair this morning. My next guest is the CEO of the Wisconsin State Fair, Kathleen O'Leary. Kathleen, welcome to The Morning Show.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here at this early hour. So tell us about what are the dates for the Wisconsin State Fair this year? When does it run?
We opened our gates yesterday morning on Thursday, August 2nd, and we will run through next Sunday, which is August 12th.
So
a lot of great days.
Well, and we'll pray for great weather for the whole run of the fair. What's it cost to get in?
The cost to get into the Wisconsin State Fair is $14 for adults and $8 for our seniors and $8 for our children that are 7 to 11.
You know, it's kind of interesting because I think the very first fair, if I read this correctly, in 1851, it cost a dime. And so accounting for inflation, the admission price should probably be a lot more than $14 these days. What does that general admission ticket get you? You get you into the grounds, and are there things that you have to pay extra for once you get in?
You know what, and thank you for saying that, because you know, we probably should be more expensive, but we have really, really set our sights and profess affordability. So for $14, if you were to pay an adult admission at the gate, which, by the way, we run all different types of discounts on a continual basis. We run a deep discount for virtually half price from May 1st through June 30th. We run a quick one-day special for 5 hours called a flash sale, which is a very deep discount. And then we run promotions all throughout the fair. So yesterday we had a hunger task force. If you brought in two non-perishable food items, you only pay $2. This coming Monday, it's our Kohl's Family Value Day. Adults will only pay $6, and children 11 under get in for free. So we, and then certainly we always want to honor our veterans. So every day is a Veterans Day. We always run a special, but we run a very big special on the last Sunday where veterans, military personnel, and their families receive free admission to the fair on Sunday, August 12th, up until 4 p.m. You simply have to show your military ID, and then you get receive free admission and four additional admissions for the people that are with you. So, again, we really profess the affordability, but what you get with the ticket, regardless of the price that you pay, we have 30 free stages at Wisconsin State Fair. So, and these stages are all different types of stages of entertainment, activities, contests. We have a primary ground stage, which is our amphitheater, and the kids from Wisconsin, which is another great Wisconsin State Fair tradition, perform twice on that stage during the day. That's where the FFA theater and choral groups play. 4-H is also there. And then in the evening, we have more regional type of entertainment, So that's our biggest ground stage. But then all the other stages are from jazz trios to bigger local bands. So it's really, you know, from an entertainment standpoint, you get your money's worth for that. And then certainly we have 200 acres. So do you want to shop at over our 700 vendors that are selling wares that you never even knew existed, but you get to watch them make the greatest salsa or clean the floors or clean mirrors or cut trees, because these are the slicers and dicers. These are the backbone of kind of the vendors of the fair and that iconic vendor. Do you want to ride rides? We have Spin City Amusement Ride and Game Area, the finest and best rides in the country. You cherry pick them. So they are there, and there's over 50 of them. There's over 30 great games, so you can spend the whole day in Spin City. Would you like to spend some time in Ag Village? My goodness, Ag Village is the cornerstone of the agriculture. I mean, we're the showcase of the agriculture in Wisconsin, but the cornerstone of the fair industry is the agricultural component. We will have upwards of 10,000 animals at the fair over the course of the 11 days, ranging from horses to cattle to donkeys to goats to sheep to swine, rabbits and poultry. So that gives you a little sneak peek of what that $14 will get you.
Well, it sounds like an awful lot. So where I need to ask, how is the fair financed? How is the fair paid for? Because having all that stuff, you get all those people working there, it must require quite a bit of financing to keep all that running. Where does the fair, how does the fair get its money?
Well, and thank you for asking that, because people think either they don't know that we are a state entity. So we are part of the state of Wisconsin, just like the Department of Transportation and the Department of Ag. We are a state entity, but we are not subsidized, and it is not part of anything that the taxpayers pay anything for, nothing. There's not a penny that comes from the taxpayers' dollars. We are what you call program revenue funded. For the listeners, that means that every dollar that we make at the Wisconsin State Fair goes back into programming the Wisconsin State, the next Wisconsin State Fair, or the fairs to the future. Also, to really, this is our 167th Wisconsin State Fair, but it's the 126th at the Wisconsin State Fair Park. And 126 years, I mean, we have an aging fair park. So the monies that we spend are on projects for paving and infrastructure. And in the, you know, some building and some improvements and some new type of things, but really it's to maintain the 126-year-old fair park. And, you know, we have the 11-day fair, and it is without question the crown jewel. But we are active at the Wisconsin State Fair with the events 48 weeks out of the year, ranging from agricultural shows to local and regional consumer shows. So there's something going on at the Wisconsin State Fair as an entertainment venue virtually every weekend all year long.
Wow, it sounds like you're getting a lot of great use out of the space. So there's a year-round staff at the Wisconsin State Fair, and everybody's working.
I have 48 full-time employees, and that is very, very low for what the magnitude of not only the fair that we put on with over a million people coming over the course of the 11 days, but again, a year-round staff. And then I have 35 what we call limited-term employees. And these are dual limited employees, so they are full-time. They work year-round, but they just don't have the same benefits of a full-time employee, such as vacation and paid time off and that type of thing.
Well, let's talk about food, because that's certainly one of the great things about any state fair, and in particular the one in Wisconsin, where we have so much great food. Besides the traditional fair foods, which is pretty much anything you can deep fry, which is pretty much anything, let's talk about, you've got cream puffs, elephant ears, corn dogs, grilled corn, cheese curds. Of course, you have to have cheese curds, fried chicken, lemonade. Are there any new treats that fairgoers can try this year?
Certainly proud to let the listeners know that there are 80 new food and beverages this year at the Wisconsin State Fair. Some of them on a stick, but not all of them. But they, everything ranging from Snickers in a waffle on a stick to strawberry rangoon, which is a wonton shell filled with a creamy mixture of cream cheese and strawberry preserves and dusted with powdered sugar.
Wow.
To sweet tots, which are tater tots covered in a sweet mix of cinnamon, sugar, and maple syrup. Or we can go really far off and have French onion soup on a stick. And if the listeners can do a little theater of the mind with me, that would be caramelized onion. So you're caramelized, or get that caramelized onion with the liquidy kind of fluid in there with mozzarella, and you mold it around into a wonton wrapper with Swiss cheese. They deep fry it, and then the au jus is French onion soup. So you dip it into the French onion soup.
Oh man!
You could go.
I think I just had a blood sugar spike listening to you describe all of that.
We have so much, and it's not just all on a stick, and it's not just all bad for you. You know, that's what we're proud of, is that we really do have, health. If you really want to go healthy, we have healthy, like, salad on a stick at Siggy's Grilled Cheese, so you can have all kinds of different pieces from mushrooms, like a skewer of all fresh vegetables, and that's our salad on the stick. But we have gluten-free foods for, our visitors that have the gluten-free. So we really try to appeal to whatever it is that you are looking for, because I'm pretty sure you would find it at the Wisconsin State Fair.
So are there any interesting milk flavors this year at the Milwaukee Bucks Milk House? And are they still 50 cents a cup?
You betcha. So still 50 cents a cup. And the new milk this year, there's two of them. Salted caramelized milk, which is going over very well, but the mint milk is definitely the hit. Based on the fact that it's only been open one day.
Mint milk, that
yesterday.
Mint milk. That sounds great. Oh, so we're just about at news time, so I don't want to introduce any new topics, but we're going to continue to talk about our Wisconsin State Fair. The gates opened yesterday. It's going on through August 12th. Are you planning on going? If so, what are you looking forward to most? Maybe you're somebody who's really anxious to get there and try French onion soup on a stick. The very idea. I don't know. 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. You can email us ideas@WPR.org, or you can tweet us at WPR Mornings. John Munson in for Carrie Kaufman. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. John Munson in for Carrie Kaufman on the morning show on the Ideas Network. We're talking about the Wisconsin State Fair with Kathleen O'Leary, CEO of the State Fair. We want to know what your favorite memory is of the fair. We'd like to hear about it. And if you're planning to go this year, what are you looking forward to the most? Are you a State Fair junkie? How many years have you been going, and why do you keep coming back? 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. Email us at ideas@WPR.org or tweet us at WPR Mornings. So, Kathleen, you mentioned that there were some 30-plus stages at the State Fair. Let's talk about music. What acts can we look forward to seeing and hearing this year?
From our main stage standpoint, We, again, try to appeal to the very broad audience that we have at the Wisconsin State Fair. So we have a little bit of mix of country. We just had Montgomery Gentry, but Cole Swindell will be with us on Wednesday, August 8th, which will be a great show, and then we will actually close out with the legendary Reba McEntire, which is going to be an awesome show. That is Sunday, August 12th. The Bodines are in there. The Happy Together Tour is in there. The Temptation and the Four Tops for a little Motown. Got a little TLC with En Vogue, and then some rock with Foreigner. So tonight on the main stage will also be Alice Cooper. So as you can see, we really try and mix it up and give a little bit of everything. And then, I'm sorry, I missed on Monday, August 6th, is Casting Crown. So that is our pot of, that is our main stage that is presented by Potawatomi. And that is an extra ticket. So if you want to go to one of those shows, for instance, tonight on the main stage is Alice Cooper, that ticket is $45, which, you know, in this day and age, you don't hear about good, you know, big name concerts for that kind of a price. Not only is it $45, but it's $45 and you will sit on the historic Milwaukee Mile if you get a track seat. If you sit in the grandstand, which is $35, again, you're at the Milwaukee Mile. There's not a bad seat in the house. And that price of that concert ticket includes your price of admission into the Wisconsin State Fair. So all of our concerts range from that 40, 35, 45, maybe 39 in there with the Temptations. But, again, a very affordable price for a big-name concert. As far as the Associated Bank Amphitheater, tonight we have the Here Come the Mummies, and they are here again with us tomorrow night. The Here Come the Mummies are amazing. They are different band members from a variety of well-known bands, but since they couldn't play publicly together, they actually dress up like mummies. And it sounds crazy, but it is incredible. And we have had them now, I think this is our sixth or seventh year we've had them. There will be thousands of people coming out to see Here Come the Mummies.
So hang on. They can't play publicly together. Why? Because their agents won't let them? Or what's the deal there?
That's how it started. It isn't that way anymore. But that's how it started. And that's how it kicked off. So now they're still dressed up. So you literally see, I mean, they're barring the group that's there because there's a lot to mix in and mix out. But you'll have anywhere from six to eight mummies on the stage playing some great music. So, again, you got to do theater of the mind. But Herman's is there. Hair at the Fair featuring Slaughter. That's kind of your thing. Hanson is going to be a big hit this year. Hanson will be on that stage Saturday, August 11th. So, and that stage is free with the price of admission. But then, like I said, you have all of these other free stages. And, you know, from Sprecher's Landing to Slim's Park Pub to the Slim's Lakefront, where that's more of a, you know, different kind of a stage. It's a smaller stage. They do trivia there. But Rapinas will have Bobby Way and the Way Out. So you have all of this crossover of the variety of different types of entertainment.
What's going on? We had a question from Jackie in Burlington, and she wants to know how much of the fair is wheelchair accessible.
There is the percentage that we need to follow for ADA, which we are very, very mindful of. We have an exorbitant amount. I mean, still never enough, but we well exceed our parking. We have handicap parking in all access areas of the fair. So if you were coming from the north and you were in the gates, because we have eight different gates, we have ample handicap parking in every gate that you can park in. And certainly our main stage caters to a big platform that can hold upwards of 50 wheelchairs and then one or two people with each of those people that are in the wheelchairs. So we really try and, you know, make the convenience for our, you know, people that have any type of, you know, accessibility issue at multiple gates. We have an area where you can go in and you can rent strollers, scooters, sorry, and wheelchairs. So again, there's eight gates, and at five of those gates in a very, you know, nearby location, you can rent the wheelchairs. And you can call ahead. All of that information is on our website at wistatefair.com. And you can call ahead and reserve scooters and or wheelchairs if you'd like to do that as well. We have multiple bathrooms that are accessible.
Ah, that's important.
Mm-hmm. Very important. We really are trying to be, you know, we're not trying. We've been very mindful and we'll continue to be very mindful.
Okay. Oh, well, Jackie, I think that answers your question. Let's talk about kid-friendly attractions. What's up just really aimed at children this year?
Well, the youth are certainly something that we focus on, not only when it comes to agriculture and the youth that are showing their animals, but we have the Wilderness Resort Family Variety Stage, and that is a wonderful youth-oriented family stage. So, like, Mallory Lewis and Lamb Chop will be there. We have Kenny Ahern. He does, like, this physical comedy act where he engages with the kids and brings them up on stage. We have Sean Emery, who does this comic juggler. We Energies also has a lot that focuses on, you know, different demonstrations for the kids. They have a solar-powered speedway. So that's another great area for, you know, bringing in the kids. Certainly, we want to keep all of our kids safe. So at all of our guest information centers and at the We Energies Energy Park, you can get your safety bracelet. So right when you come in, you get the safety bracelet, and then if you should be separated from your child, you can just go back to the reconnection center, and hopefully you will be, you know, brought back together in a very short period of time. Our Spin City, not only the Spin City amusement ride and game area, you know, certainly caters to, I think, younger or those adventurous that mm-hmm. are perhaps, you know, like us, but just have a, you know, based heart. But we do have an actual section that is just, you know, specified with the smaller rides for the littler kids, the smaller kids that aren't as tall or younger.
Kathleen, we're about out of time. Very quickly, is there a website we can go to get all the details on the fair? And if so, what is it?
Absolutely. WIStateFair.com.
Okay, great. That's WIStateFair.com. We'll get a link to that on our program notes page. Kathleen Leary, we have to go, but thank you so much for spending this time with us. Kathleen O'Leary is the CEO of the Wisconsin State Fair. Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with a story about the 167-year history of the fair.
People are flocking from across the state to West Dallas this week for the Wisconsin State Fair. The best in show will be on display, from cows and pigs to dog tricks and crocheted scarves to pies and beer. People come for the rides and the music, stay for the cream puffs and fried everything. Writer and historian John Gerda breaks down the history of the State Fair, which has been going on for 167 years.
It's August, which means State Fair time for many of us in Wisconsin. Our thoughts turn from workaday concerns to visions of cream puffs and corn dogs, draft horses and draft beer, the bright lights of the Midway, and the soft lowing of Holsteins in the dairy barns. The annual spectacle began as what organizers called a cattle show and fair in Janesville in 1851, just 3 years after Wisconsin joined the Union. Sponsored by the State Agricultural Society, its purpose was to recognize outstanding farmers and to encourage others to follow their lead. The first fair's events included a quarter-acre plowing match and the display of a 200-pound squash. The State Fair led a nomadic existence for more than 40 years, shuttling between Janesville, Milwaukee, Watertown, Madison, and Fond du Lac. In 1891, tired of the constant motion and chronic financial woes, the Agricultural Society decided to guarantee strong attendance by planting their event in the state's population center. The first fair on the present West Dallas grounds was held in 1892. Although agriculture remained its primary focus, the State Fair offered any number of other attractions. A dog-powered butter churn appeared in 1900. A locomotive collision was a grandstand feature in 1902, foreshadowing the demolition derbies of later years. In 1909, sculptors fashioned a bust of President Taft from Wisconsin butter. And in 1913, a group of intrepid motorists played an exhibition match of auto polo. More familiar attractions appeared later in the century. In 1924, Wisconsin's bakers sold their first cream puff. And in 1939, the Green Bay Packers beat the New York Giants in the NFL championship game, played on the racetrack's infield. 1 year later, 60 Dairy Queens were honored at a dairy ball in the park's modernistic ballroom. Over the course of a century, State Fair Park became a self-contained world of contrasting sights and sensations. Some fairgoers flocked to the aromatic clutter of the food concessions. Others sought out the green breathing space of the DNR grounds or the endearing tackiness of the commercial exhibits. For many of us who grew up in Wisconsin, State Fair Park is also a treasure house of memories, not all of them pleasant. As a little kid in the 1950s, I was scared witless by a huge papier-mâché likeness of Alice in Dairyland, a homemade goddess who could roll her eyes, move her arms, and even talk. Years later, when I saw a cult film called The Attack of the 50-Foot Woman, my thoughts shot back to the gigantic Alice at Fair Park. But the fair's role in Wisconsin life has been just as gigantic. Since moving to its present site in 1892, the event has been a bridge between Milwaukee and the rest of Wisconsin. With the possible exception of the grocery store, no place in the state serves more admirably as a meeting place of city and country. Milwaukeeans realize they are Wisconsinites during the fair, and residents of outlying counties have a chance to absorb the sights and sounds of their state's metropolis. I am sure that bridge will hold for generations to come.
John Gerda is a Milwaukee-born writer and historian. The Wisconsin State Fair kicks off tomorrow and runs through August 12th. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook. I'm Maureen McCollum.
This is The Morning Show. I'm John Munson in for Carrie Kaufman. You're listening to the Ideas Network.